This is the EWN Radio Network.
The information provided on lifeinterruptedradio.com is for educational purposes only. What you hear, read, and see on Life Interrupted Radio is based on experience only. The information presented here should never be used for any legal, diagnostic, or treatment purposes. Always seek sound legal, medical, and/or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on Life Interrupted Radio.
And that's the scary part, is that we have, as a society, we've become used to going to the grocery store, grabbing something off the shelf because we've used it 100 times before. And that was the big wake-up call for me.
Cue music. Places, everybody, places. We're starting in 3, 2.
It's time for Life Interrupted Radio, a show dedicated to practical skills for your mind, body, and soul. We're hoping we'll go in one ear and stay there. Here's the host of the show, Sharon Saylor.
Welcome to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio, where we look at the rise of autoimmune disorders. The NIH estimates nearly 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder. To put that in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. You'll be as surprised as I was to find out what autoimmune entails. I brought together top experts that range from doctors, specialists, nutritionists, researchers, and even those recovering from autoimmune to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information about autoimmunity and how to live your life uninterrupted. So let's get started. Welcome, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And welcome to another Friday night, 7 p.m. Oh, my gosh, the start of the weekend. I hope you have something fun planned. I do. I'm not going to share it, though. I'll tell you afterwards because I think it's going to be fun. What if it's not fun? I don't know. We'll figure it out. I'm trying something I've never tried before, and I don't want to embarrass myself, so I'll let you know next week if it's a crash and burn or if it was worth it. And I've got some of my wonderful jasmine tea here. My dear, dear friend from London sent me some more, so that's awesome. I had drank it all up, and you know, it's that jasmine flavor. I love the smell. You could almost use those little tea bags as sachets in your drawers. I mean, I just love that. The smell of that tea. It's so awesome. And speaking of wonderful things like that, I have just one of my favorite people and as my guest tonight. And we're going to be talking about something we haven't had on yet. And I think it's critically important because when I think about all of the changes I've made over my lifestyle in the last 4 years of this diagnosis and this experience, this healing experience, one of them was, I'll say, detoxifying the home. Boy, that sounds heavy. It is heavy, though. I guess we'll agree with me, because her name is Sharon McGrill, and she is the owner and president of the Betty Brigade, and that's an Ann Arbor-based organization and relocation company. And Sharon and her team of Bettys, and I think there's some male Bettys in there too, perform such projects as moving, coordination, organizing, and staging of homes, plus so many other things. And one of the things that Sharon is a master at is understanding toxic homes, the toxic cleaners, toxic cleansers, the things that we do that we shouldn't be doing to clean our homes. So we'll get deeper into Sharon's bio, but I want to bring her on because I think this is really important. Because too often we're taught, man, I won't name names, but you know the cleaner in the blue jar that you spritz everywhere? That's how I was raised, with those kinds of cleaners. And now I find out, maybe not the best thing. So welcome, Sharon. Thanks for being my guest. Oh, this is so weird, Sharon to Sharon, but let's go.
Hey, it's Sharon Power. Yay!
Yay! Fantastic. Thank you for being on. I know you shared with me a long time ago a little bit of a health challenge. So you... that you overcame. And so you understand what it's like with a chronic condition. Can you just share just a little bit of what you learned during your little chronic health experience?
Sure. So so I'm pretty healthy, and I exercise 3 or 4 times a week. I'm I really, you know, take pride in that. And one day I was walking up my stairs, and I live in a ranch. It's a, you know, two levels. And I was walking up my stairs and I couldn't make it. Like, I had to sit down at the top of the stairs. And I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. So I called my doctor and said, hey, something's going on. And I went into the doctor and he checked and he listened to my lungs and he said, no, you know, I don't hear anything, but let's send you to the ER and why don't you go get a CT scan? So I'm thinking, okay, I probably have pneumonia or like something. I've had pneumonia before. So I go into the hospital. I take my husband because I'm like, hey, I'm having a CT scan. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. So we go in, they do the scan, and it turns out that, I didn't know this at the time, but after they did the scan, they said, we're admitting you. And I had, it was 2 weeks after my 50th birthday, and I had blood clots in both lungs. And
Shocking.
Yeah. I had no idea. I just knew that I couldn't take a deep breath. It felt like there was like a vehicle, like a car sitting on my chest, or an elephant. Like, that's how it felt. Like, I just couldn't expand my lungs. And
no injury that we would think, nope. Okay, got hit my lungs. Wow.
Nope. There was no cold or flu or anything like that. It was just, my birthday's in July. So it's like the middle of the summer, and all of a sudden I just couldn't exercise. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't go up the stairs, and I thought I had it just a summer cold or like I said, pneumonia.
Scary. But you got your health back, which is awesome. I know you had some horrific times in ICU and some things like that, but you got your health back, and we're all thankful for that. My gosh. But so she knows what it's like to understand, gosh, taking pride in our health now, taking care of our health now. And one of the things that Sharon is just excellent in is essential oils and understanding toxic versus non-toxic cleansers and cleaners for our home. And I wanted to talk to her about that because that's one of the things I've noticed with dermatomyositis. Dermato means skin. I'm highly sensitive to a lot of things, including fragrance. And there are even some essential oils, guys, that bother me. So it's not, you know, just anything toxic. Sometimes you can be sensitive to things that are all natural too. Mm-hmm. So Sharon, let's talk about just the higher scope of some of the toxic chemicals. Not that we have to name names, but there are a lot of things out there that we really shouldn't be bringing into our home, right?
Oh, absolutely. And actually there's a great app out there. It's free. And it's called Think Dirty, Shop Clean. You can literally Google Think Dirty, Shop Clean, and it comes up. And anyway, it's this great app. I have it on my phone, and it allows you, there's over 500,000 products in their system that you can check to see what is the toxicity. And you can, even click on the product and it tells you why it's toxic. Like if it is carcinogenic or if it's got allergens in it, and it tells you what about it, you know, why they're ranking it the way they rank it. And, so that's kind of a great place to start. If you don't know where to start, and here's the funny part. So like one Sunday morning, I had the app for a while. One Sunday morning, I decided, oh, okay, well, I'm going to start going through my linen closet. And my husband, it was like, I don't know, 7:30 in the morning on a Sunday. And I'm just like going through and checking all the stuff in my closet. And my husband gets up a couple hours later and he says, there's this huge bag of stuff and, you know, all these cleaners and soaps and whatever. And he said, what's all this stuff? And I said, oh, this is all the stuff we're replacing. And he's like, well, are we just like throwing this money away? And I'm like, so do you want to put toxics on your skin?
Yeah.
And that was the next kind of step in the process, but
when you went through your closet, were you shocked at how much stuff was like, oh my gosh, I didn't have any clue. I've been using this my whole life, or gosh, mom introduced me to this.
Yeah, and simple stuff that you wouldn't think, like dish soap and laundry soap and cleanser and toilet bowl cleaner, and all the stuff that we use every day that is kind of scary. And it's surprising because, like, you're breathing in those fumes when you use them.
Yeah. Well, you know, the one that surprised me, and I'm not going to name names, although it's a scouring cleanser named after the universe. But anyway, something in the universe. But I was surprised at that. I could think of my mother, my grandmother, everybody used that cleanser. And I was like, oh my gosh. So shocking. For whatever reason, in my mind, as I was using that app, I was going through and going, gosh, I guess because I was raised on this, I thought it was fine.
Right. And that's kind of the scary part, is that we have, as a society, we've kind of become used to going to the grocery store, grabbing something off the shelf because we've used it 100 times before. And that was the big wake-up call for me, was that after I was diagnosed with the pulmonary embolisms, they think that they were caused by birth control pills, and that I was on birth control for 30 years. I decided not to have children, and I didn't want to get pregnant, so I stayed on birth control. And so they think that because of the changes, the hormonal changes that my body was going through, that it caused blood clots to form in my lungs.
Wow.
And so they immediately took me off the birth control, which also sent my body into some crazy mood swings, because after not having, you know, having this estrogen as a baseline for so many years, that kind of went a little wacky as well.
Yeah. instant crazy.
Yes. My husband is a saint.
Yes, he is. I'll attest to that. Let's get into a little bit more of, let's just start room by room and in the kitchen, because to me, gosh, you've got chemicals and mixing chemicals and food in the kitchen. It's bad enough you're putting it on your skin, I suppose, because your skin's so porous as well. But let's start into the kitchen. What's your favorite way to do something like simple, like countertops?
So I'm actually going to talk about some specific products, if that's okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Because these are the things that I used, and they're the things that I converted to. And yes, you can use things like just straight vinegar. Vinegar absolutely works, but I don't like my whole house to smell like a salad. And so
I think it smells like a pickle, but yeah.
Yeah. And so that's, you know, it's your choice, and do what is comfortable for you. One of the things that happened for me is that I ended up finding a company called Young Living, and Young Living they sell essential oils, and they sell a bunch of other stuff. And this is the thing that I used for countertops. So this is called Thieves Cleaner, and Thieves has a great story behind it, and I can tell you if you want. But Thieves has clove, cinnamon, peppermint, and lemon. That is what's in it.
And it smells like that too. Your kitchen sort of smells like you're baking.
Yes, it smells very clovey and cinnamony. And this is actually a super concentrated cleaner. And you use one cap so this is my little spray bottle that I keep on my counter. So it's a half a cap for this much water. This is about 8 ounces of water. So wow. This thing lasts forever. And it took me almost a year to go through this cleaner, and I use it. I don't just use it on my countertops. I use it on my dining room table. I use it on my floors. I use it on my sinks and my toilets. I use it anywhere that I physically touch or that touches food. And it does disinfect. It kills 99.3% of germs. And it's just a really cool product. And I don't have to worry about pets. Like I have a little kitten, and well, she's three, but I think of her as a kitten. And so I don't have to worry about her licking her paws after I've cleaned the floor, because this stuff is good, and it's not gonna cause cancerous tumors.
I never even thought of that. You're right. What is a little baby crawling on the floor?
Little babies. Yep. Absolutely.
Puppy picking up on their paws and putting in their mouth. Oh my gosh. I didn't even think of that. Now that Thieves, it sounds, you know, just like a thief. That's how it's spelled, but it sometimes sounds a little weird when we're saying it. That Thieves. And that's just those essential oils. Is there anything else in it?
So in this, there is some stuff that is sudsy. So it, you know, it bubbles up a little bit. But that's, I can read through, but it's primarily clove, lemon, cinnamon, and it does have some rosemary and some eucalyptus in it as well. But there is some stuff in here that suds it up that is non-toxic. It is okay for you to ingest. And so I,
we don't recommend that though.
Yeah. You don't want to drink it. Like that's not, I mean, that wouldn't, it'd probably give you a stomach ache, but it wouldn't kill you. Like if you drank Lysol, it would kill you.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the things, and I don't mean to target Lysol. Like that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that any,
just don't drink these things.
Yeah. You don't want to drink your, typically you don't want to drink your counter cleaner or your floor cleaner.
Typically, I kind of say in 100% of the cases, regardless, I'm not even, because even if I'm doing it with vinegar, yes, it probably wouldn't kill me, but it would make me feel. So that's probably true. So that's your go-to. Thieves is your go-to cleaner, for it sounds like, for most everything.
Well, and I want to share this. So this is one of the funny things about Thieves. So Thieves also comes in an oil, right? And my earplug's coming out here. So you can just get the oil, like just the straight Thieves oil. And again, it's cinnamon, clove, peppermint, and lemon. You can add it to water. You can ingest it. And so the funny thing is, I always think of that Saturday Night Live skit, like back in the 70s, Dan Aykroyd did it, and it's a floor cleaner, it's a dessert topping. And so like, that's what I think of, even though, you know, I mean, like, it's not really a dessert topping, but like, you can put it on your floor and it cleans. So so that's that. Just a little humorous thing there. Yeah.
I'm going to have to look that one up. I can't say that I've seen that one, but they always do take things to the extreme. And gosh, when Sharon and I get together, time flies. We need to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back and learn more about some of her tips for non-toxic home. We'll be right back.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more. This episode is brought to you by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. To get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes, and who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com.
Do you want to be a better leader, have better relationships, become more self-aware, be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach. And my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be. After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the 7 things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free. You've heard my show, you know my passion, and maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the 7 things that's costing you big time over at SharonSaylor.com/radio gift. Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour, but maybe you didn't know I'm also an author, mostly nonfiction, but recently I delved into the world of children's fiction with the Pinky Chenille series. If you haven't had a chance to check out Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, go over and check it out at PinkyChenille.com. That's Pinky, P-I-N-K-Y, Chenille, C-H-E-N-I-L-L-E. .com. Thanks. See you there. Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And tonight we're here with Sharon McGrill, and she is the owner and president of Bready Brigade. It's an Ann Arbor business organization. And I always, Bready Brigade's one of those tongue twisters, especially at 7 p.m. on a Friday night here. But she is an expert in moving, coordination, organizing, and staging, cleaning, all of that good things, you know. And we're just going to tell a little tale that, you know, she's even an expert in helping hoarders undo everything. So
she's seen a lot of things. And one of the things she's an expert in is detoxifying your home. And she was just sharing with us that thieves, which is an essential oil mixture, is a great way to do a lot of the, I'll say the, a lot of the general cleaning. What are some other things that you suggest we do? I'm thinking of everything from clothes washing to some of the things perhaps maybe we've done, talked a little bit about the kitchen. What about some things like clothes washing and things like that? It's just shocking enough to me with how many things that children's clothing have, you know, the toxin fire repellent on them nowadays. And then we wash them in toxic cleansers as well. So what do you suggest for things like clothes to keep, gosh, I'm thinking, you know, when you sleep on them, when you wear them, it's in touch with your skin, which is very absorbent.
Mm-hmm. And so that's something to think about is like what does touch your skin? Of course, your clothing because you wear it every day, your sheets because you sleep on them, your towels because you wash them and then dry off with them. So
and
those
when your pores are open when you've just gotten out of the shower or the bath, your pores are pretty open. So
Exactly. So just be cognizant. And there are lots of so there are some really terrible laundry detergents out there, and there are some great ones. I mentioned before the app, Think Dirty Shop Clean. That's a great place to go look and see how your laundry soap stacks up. And I will mention that Young Living does have a laundry soap, and I use that laundry soap. But one of the commercial brands, the All Free and Clear, that's a great laundry soap, and it doesn't have a bunch of junk in it. So if you are looking to kind of step down, and how I did it was I picked two or three things every month. So I would say, okay, well, I'm going to do my kitchen. So I would do the cleanser. I would do the dish soap. I would do the counter cleaner and just kind of look at that. And I also did, I even did the dishwasher detergent. So think about like, what are you washing your dishes in? Because you put your food on your dishes, right?
Right.
So
now, there's so many things we don't think about. We just do, at least I do without thinking, or prior to this, it was just, gosh, what I'd always been taught to do by my family members. That's what we did and stayed with the same thing. And I'm thinking about that. That's a good point. I hadn't really thought about that.
I'm sorry to be nudging you here, but hey, Sharon.
Yeah, I know. But I did start after you and I had our chat a few months ago. I have started and I did do the step down thing because like you, I did start to go through and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm just not sure the budget wants to do this all at once.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And then in all honesty, I did donate some of the things. There were certain things that I had bought in large quantities at those warehouse stores and I thought, gosh, you know, I feel really bad about this, but I'm going to donate some of these things because just tossing them out didn't feel right either. So,
and you should know I did the same thing. So my stepdaughter, who is a struggling college student, I said, here, do you need some cleaning products? And it wasn't like, I wasn't trying to say, here's the yucky stuff that I won't use. It was like, here, clean your apartment because it's really dirty.
Well, you know, the people I donated it to, which was a shelter, and they were very grateful for it. But I said to them, you know, look, I've got to, this is what I'm doing. And they understood, but they were still very grateful because the cleaning products would go to good use for all sorts of things. So anyway, that's an opportunity to do that. Let's talk some more, though, about other things that we can easily do to change awareness of things. I know that oftentimes, when I first started doing this, a lot of family members, it was similar to when I changed my diet. A lot of family members start rolling their eyes. There she goes again. First she's not gluten, not sugar, no dairy, and now she's telling me I can't have my soap.
Mm-hmm.
Did you run into that at all?
Actually, not as much because I had such a huge health scare because I almost died. My family got it. My family got, and I just kind of made changes. And so like you, I used to have red hair. And so one of my step downs was that I stopped dyeing my hair. So this is now 8 months of me not dyeing my hair. And I didn't know that I had silver blonde hair underneath, but here it is, and so do you. So
I know we both have grew up with red hair, and then all of a sudden, certain age, and all of a sudden, we decide to stop dyeing our hair, and out it comes as sort of this strange silver blonde.
Right. But there's two things that people can immediately change that are probably the two most toxic things in your home that you wouldn't necessarily think of. The first one is those plug-ins. I mean, just those things that you plug in that diffuse scent right. into mm-hmm. your house. So those are typically really filled with chemicals and pretty dangerous. And they're dangerous for your pets. They're dangerous for you. So if you encounter those or if you have them in your home, unplug them. That's some bad stuff, and you don't need to breathe that.
First go with what we can do instead. I know you're a big fan of diffusing. So let's talk a little bit about diffusing, and then we'll jump into the other big no-no that a lot of people have, because I can think of a number of places I've been. I've never had those. I'm not a fan of a lot of that smells. They smelled mm-hmm. chemical to me. Mm-hmm. But let's talk a little bit about diffusing so people go, okay, I'm a fan of those smells. I can't have these because, what can we do?
So you can diffuse essential oils, or you can put, if you love the smell of pine, you could cut some pine boughs and stick them in your regular plants. And that's a natural way to bring a scent into your home without having to spend a lot of money. Or you can do essential oils like I do. And I actually am diffusing. I can walk you over to my diffuser right now. It's going right over there. And I'm diffusing peppermint and lemon. And it's just an uplifting scent. It just kind of brightens the room for scent. And it's a great wake-up oil. So at the end of the day, it's 7 o'clock on Friday, right? So the end of the day, I'm doing an interview. I needed to be a little bit perky.
Exactly. I love it. But so that one, let's say again, you said that was lemon and what?
Peppermint.
Lemon and peppermint. Wow.
Yep.
That sounds like a piece of candy. So mm-hmm. Now one of the things I know you're a big fan of also diffusing in your bedroom to help you sleep. What's your favorite one to help you relax?
So there are lots of sleep oils. So lavender is probably the most popular and easy to get. And so lavender is a natural relaxant. You kind of already know that. Lavender is in lots of things that help people calm down, right? Yeah. So that's a great oil. But I was struggling with sleeping through the night, so I could fall asleep, but I couldn't stay asleep.
And that's common for, I'll say, as my doctor likes to say, women your age.
Yes. And so because I am going through perimenopause, that was exactly what was happening. And so I use an oil called cedarwood, and that is from the cedarwood tree plant. And it is the bark of the cedarwood. And I put 2 or 3 drops in my diffuser with a little bit of lavender almost every night. And sometimes I switch it up, and that keeps me asleep. So I went from sleeping about 4 or 5 hours a night to consistently sleeping 8 hours a night I didn't sleep for 3 years. And then all of a sudden I got to sleep. Like, imagine how much my brain got happy. Like, yes. and my husband, because I wasn't so crabby. So.
I think that's important. Now, some people might not know what diffusing is. We don't have to see the diffuser, but just explain to us when you say put 2 or 3 drops in a diffuser, and if there's other ways if we don't own a diffusing machine.
So there's lots of ways to diffuse. So you can buy a diffuser that is a machine where you put in water and you put in some oil, and it literally kicks the oil and the water into the room and you breathe it. And so that is aromatically how you use oils. So you can also use oils aromatically by taking a stick, like a piece of wood, and dip it in your oils, and then let the, so there are those sticks, those diffusing sticks that you can buy, and those just will diffuse oil into the room without you even having a motor or an engine to do that.
Right. The the oil just kind of creeps up the dry stick and permeates the stick. And then it, as it evaporates off the end of the stick that's not in the oil, mm-hmm. you get a lovely scent. That's a little more localized in my experience than a room diffuser. It's mm-hmm. something that you would maybe set on a nightstand so it was fairly close to you. It yeah. doesn't seem to have the spread as a mechanical diffuser.
Exactly. But you can do simple things. Like you can even take some essential oil that you like and put it on a cotton ball and stick it inside a stinky tennis shoe. So oh. like, so there's lots of ways that you can do this that you don't need to buy things. You can just, like, for example, you could take a clothespin and put some essential oil on it and clip it to your vent in your car and it would blow through your car. Or you can buy a car diffuser. So they're about $7 or $8. So there's lots of different ways to do this. There's no one right way. And this is what I've spent the last couple of years just learning is how do you use oils safely and effectively so that they can replace other things in your life that might be harmful.
Right, absolutely. And knowing that, I just want to put a little, when you said might be harmful, and this might be out of place, but there are certain oils that you can ingest and there are certain ones that you do not ingest. And I just want to make sure that until everybody understands which ones are which, don't ingest any of them. I mean, get some expert advice on which mm-hmm. essential oils. And this is not just about Young Living, which is the group that Sharon likes to use, but all of the essential oils, wherever you're buying them, make sure that you understand that there are some that you should not be ingesting. These yeah. are not just the, you know, like the local baking vanilla. That's not what we're talking about here.
No. So like, for example, a non-ingestible oil is wintergreen. So wintergreen has something that is similar to aspirin in it. It's a great pain reliever. It is an amazing, it's amazing for any kind of pain that you might have, aches and that sort of thing. But the thing that you should not do is drink it because it has the same chemical constituency as aspirin and you can easily take too much wintergreen.
Wow. Yeah, that's things like that, guys, I want you to be aware of, that you want to talk to Sharon or someone else who's an expert in essential oils to understand, because gosh, how many times have you chewed wintergreen gum or had a wintergreen mint? So why not, right? So that's just a little caveat I want to throw out there. And I love the idea that you can do things inexpensively. When I travel, I use the little diffuser sticks, and I also at times have been able to just put a drop of oil on a tissue and put it under my pillowcase, and then it sort of seeps through the pillowcase too. I like to do it that way too. That sometimes you have to be careful. Sometimes the oils will stain fabrics if you're not careful. Mm-hmm. But let's jump ahead. So you had two, and I interrupted you there just to get a little clarity on it. What's the second one? What's the second one we were talking about?
So we talked about those plugins that diffuse. Right. But the other thing that people don't think about and is dryer sheets. So dryer sheets have a lot of chemicals on them, and they're coated in a level of plastic, so they can. Yes, they take the static out, but they're also kind of dangerous for your skin. Uh-huh. And there's a lot of bad stuff on them. And so one of the things that I converted to, I stopped using dryer sheets and I use wool dryer balls. So you can buy them. And they're, I think you can buy 10 for $10 at Amazon.
Yeah, it was an expensive, but you know what? We need to hold it right there while people thinking about wool balls. Maybe you can Google that during this quick commercial break. But when I get with Sharon, I just blow by these commercial
blah,
breaks.
Blah, 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 blah.
Exactly. We'll be right back.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
Do you want to be a better leader, have better relationships, become more self-aware, be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach. And my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be. After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the 7 things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free. You've heard my show, you know my passion, and maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the 7 things that's costing you big time over at SharonSaylor.com/radio gift. Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour, but maybe you didn't know I'm also an author, mostly nonfiction, but recently I delved into the world of children's fiction with the Pinky Chenille series. If you haven't had a chance to check out Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, go over and check it out at PinkyChenille.com. That's Pinky, P-I-N-K-Y, Chenille, C-H-E-N-I-L-L-E. .com. Thanks. See you there.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, "Sorry, I'm rambling," you say, "Thank you for listening." Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And tonight we're here with Sharon McGrill, and she is the owner and president of Betty Brigade, an Ann Arbor, Michigan-based organization and relocation company. She is just an expert in organizing and staging and cleaning. And, you know, she's even worked with hoarders and things like that. So we've been talking about non-toxic home, how we can clean and do all sorts of things within our home. I know we've talked about diet and so many things, but I really thought it was important because I hadn't really thought too much about it until, a year or so ago, Sharon got me on this kick of understanding, you know, some of the things you're doing in your home, most of the things actually that I was doing in my home were not healthy, that they were not helping me. So we were, before we had to take that quick commercial break, we were talking about these wool balls, the dryer balls to replace dryer sheets. And when you said plastic, I guess I'd always thought that it was sort of putting a wax onto your clothes, which isn't good either. But my gosh, I had no idea that it's sort of like melting a plastic, which I think aren't plastics petrol-based? Oh, yes. Goodness. So yes. We put a drop or two of an essential oil on the wool ball.
Mm-hmm. So you can use something simple like lavender, or the one I like a lot is, this is a blend that Young Living has. It's called Purification. And Purification, it's very uplifting. It's a little perfumey, but you only are using a drop or two. And one of the things that Purification does that I love is that it cuts all the mold. So if you're one of the people, and I've done this a gazillion times, if you accidentally leave your stuff in the washer overnight or for a day or two, like, now, if you leave your stuff in the washer for a week, rewash it. Like, seriously, yeah. Like, rewash it. That's gross. But if it's a day or two and you don't want to rerun your whole washing machine, you can save the water by putting a couple of drops of this particular oil. And what it does is it does cut mold and mildew. And I also use it in my shower. I have a little spray bottle right in my shower so that I spray the grout after I take a shower, and it cuts all that mold that builds up in your shower as well.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, everybody knows that I spend a lot of time in South Florida, and because of the humidity, mold at certain times of the year is just, I'll say, a fact of life. Regardless of how fastidious you are, you turn around and there is some mold. It just seems to be crazy. And it is awesome for that too. And so, okay, so we've got, we can use that. So we're talking about those little air purifiers that you can get in a grocery store. The list of ingredients is shocking, as well as what's commonly referred to as dryer sheets. So we've come up with those two great things. What else have you run into that you say, wow, I wish I'd known?
Well, actually, I want to go back to some simple. So if you don't want to buy wool dryer balls, you can use a rag. So you can take a rag and just put a couple drops of whatever oil you like and throw it in your dryer. You want to use a, if you have left stuff in the washer for longer than a day, then you do want to use something that will cut the mildew.
Now, a quick question, though, about the oil and the wool balls and things like that. Since it's an oil, do you have to be careful about which fabrics are in the dryer? Does the oils ever transfer to the clothes, I'm thinking?
I've never had them transfer to my clothes, and I've been doing this for 2 years, but I do put them directly on the dryer ball and not on my clothing. The dryer ball kind of soaks it in, and my dryer balls are stained. They're stained from oil. But like if they get too yucky, I mean, they smell good for a really long time. If they get too yucky, then I throw it away and start with a new one. So,
right. Yeah. I got mine on Amazon too. So they were really reasonably priced, not too expensive at all.
Right.
So, okay. So we've gotten some of those things. Any other things that you have found easy replacements for? I mean, both of those are easy replacements. I'm thinking, wow, a diffuser or even the sticks.
Right. So there's lots of easy replacements. And one of the things that kind of surprised me, because when I started first doing this, like there were all these ladies around me that were making all their cleaning products. And I was like, oh, heck no, I do not have time for that. I run 3 businesses. Like, I do not have time for this. Like, who makes their own cleaning products? But I'm going to show you my little thieves bottle. And I put a half a cap with water, and it takes me less than 30 seconds to refill my spray bottle that I use every day on the counters and everywhere.
That's just an ordinary, 8-ounce spray bottle you picked up at a department type store?
This one actually says Young Living on it because I'm a junkie. Yeah. And but there are lots of different things. So think about what are some simple things that you can do to start stepping it down. So what are you doing? What are you putting on your skin? Is it nail polish? Is it makeup? Is it lotions? Like, what are you ingesting? Are your supplements, are they really good for you? You know, what are you doing to clean your food? Because even though it's organic, it still needs to be washed, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So think about that. And what are you doing to kind of start looking at the products that you're using every day? So I started with my kitchen, and then I moved into my bathroom. So here's kind of a crazy statistic. So women put up to 85 products on their skin every morning before they have breakfast.
What women? 85? I'm going to have to count. I know it's nowhere near 85.
So think about it this way. Okay, so you put on your shampoo, and your shampoo might have 5 or 6 different chemicals in it. And then you put on your conditioner, and there's another 5 or 6 different chemicals. And you put the soap on your skin, and there's another 4, 5, 6 different chemicals. And then you might shave your legs, and there is shaving cream. Yikes. So shaving cream has another 8 to 10 different products in it. So right there in the shower with soap, shampoo, conditioner, shaving cream, there's almost 40 products that you're putting on your skin that you might not be thinking about.
And you're putting it on when your pores are wide open. Mm-hmm. You know, to me, I didn't really ever think about that until, like I said, with dermatomyositis, I became aware of there are certain times when, maybe I won't say it's all bad, but being careful, but when your skin has just been washed and maybe even shaved, your pores are wide open.
Right. And then you get out of the shower and you put lotion on your legs, right? If you want to make them soft. And then you put maybe some lotion on your skin. It puts the lotion on its skin. I'm sorry, that was a movie reference. For those of you who got it, ha ha ha. And then you dry your hair, right? And you might put on a detangler. And then you're putting on makeup and toothpaste and your floss. So think about all of your mouthwash. Think about all of the things that you're using every day that might have some stuff in it. So all I'm saying is, I'm not trying to shame anybody, because I just didn't know. I just want you to be aware of what are you using every day that you could change it up. that
right.
you could.
And I didn't think about this idea. Well, even my face powder has 5 different elements in it. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm thinking, okay, that makes sense about, boy, I, you know, as the more we talk, I'm thinking the bathroom seems like the, mm-hmm. like the major offender in places to really start looking at what we're putting on.
Yeah. So I just want to show you. So like one of the things that I use every day, this is a salt crystal. So this is my deodorant. So it's literally a salt crystal and just a big piece of salt. And this is what I use. And this is like, I don't know, $5 or $6. And it lasts a year. Mm. And so do you still sweat? Yes. But you're, guess what? Your body's supposed to sweat.
Right.
It's supposed to sweat. Now, mm. are you stinky? Not really. And at the end of the day, if you really sweat a lot, I mean, if you're somebody who sweats a lot, yeah, you'll have to wash your armpits. Okay. But what's not happening is you're not putting aluminum under your armpits, because right. aluminum is a really scary thing, and it's in most deodorants.
Yeah, and aluminum is a scary thing, that's for sure. Well, I need to take another quick commercial break. We blew past that one too. And when we come back, we'll just have a couple of minutes left. We'll find out more from Sharon's imparting thoughts and where people can find out more about her. We'll be right back.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
Do you want to be a better leader, have better relationships, become more self-aware, be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach. And my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be. After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the 7 things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free. You've heard my show, you know my passion, and maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the 7 things that's costing you big time over at SharonSaylor.com/radio gift.
Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour, but maybe you didn't know I'm also an author, mostly nonfiction, but recently I delved into the world of children's fiction with the Pinky Chenille series. If you haven't had a chance to check out Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, go over and check it out at PinkyChenille.com. That's Pinky, P-I-N-K-Y, Chenille, C-H-E-N-I-L-L-E. .com. Thanks. See you there.
Calling all speakers. eWomen Network has speaking engagements all over North America that must be filled. Are you a gifted messenger, author, expert, or successful entrepreneur that can help women entrepreneurs grow their businesses? Our mission is to help 1 million fulfilled women each achieve $1 million in annual revenue. If you're a speaker that can help women prosper, go to eWomenNetwork.com and sign up as a pro member of our Speakers Network. That's eWomenNetwork.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And tonight we're here with Sharon McGrell, and she is the owner and president of the Betty Brigade. That's an Ann Arbor, Michigan-based organization relocation company. And some of her expertise is in organizing and cleaning. When you're helping people move, that's one of the things you run into a lot. And a couple of years ago, she decided to make herself an expert in the non-toxic home. And we've been appreciating finding all these little surprising things. I know if you've listened to the show for very long, you know that I run down rabbit holes, and we certainly have tonight. But I've been fascinated by all of them, and I can raise my hand and say guilty for a fair share of them. Some of them Sharon's already sort of put me on the straight and narrow with, so some of them I have been doing. But Sharon, we've just got about, 6 minutes left. What are some parting thoughts? And then let everyone know how to get a hold of you, because this is just awesome.
Well, thanks. And I'm so grateful just to get the forum, because it's funny, you know, I talk about people organizing all day. That's the conversation I get to have, but I don't always get to talk about creating this healthy lifestyle. And it really is a lifestyle. Like, yes, you can switch it all over all at once, but yeah, you're going to end up probably throwing away a bunch of stuff in your house that you've spent money on. So step it down. That's probably the thing that I say is, like, as you run out of something, or as you're getting close to running out of something, go find a product that is not toxic, that is good for you, that is not going to be hurting your skin and your internal organs, and really just be cognizant of what you are doing. Now, that being said, like, you know, I'm talking about all this non-toxic stuff. One of the things that I do choose to do is I do drink alcohol. I enjoy it. It makes me happy. Well, literally. And I enjoy having a drink. So that's something that I'm making a cognitive choice about. Yes, this is something that I'm ingesting that isn't necessarily good for me, but I like it.
Right.
So you're going to do what's good for you. And this is not about shame. It's just really about just being aware.
Well, I think that's the important thing, is just being aware, knowing what you're doing. And Sharon, I know you don't have any affiliation with this app, but I'll name it again. It's just an app that Sharon found that she loves and everybody she tells about. I mean, it just loves, because it's such an easy way to find this stuff out.
Yeah. So there's this app out there. It's called Think Dirty, Shop Clean. And there's over 500,000 different products that are already listed in this app that you can go and look up. And my favorite thing is, so if I can't remember, if I'm in the grocery store and I'm like, oh, you know, I need some cleaning product and I don't know what to buy, you can type in what you need. So, like, I could type in mouthwash. Well, that's not a cleaning product, but you know what I mean. Like, or I could type in laundry soap, and it will tell me, it will rank the laundry soaps from 0 being the least toxic to 10 being the most toxic. And you just click on the product and it tells you why it's ranked that way. So then you can make your own decision based on the research that's already been done.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, in just the last couple of minutes, how can people find out more about you and the Betty Brigade?
Yeah. So the simplest way is to go follow the Betty Brigade page. It's, I don't even know, because we just changed the name, but you can Google Betty Brigade in our Facebook. I think it's like Positive Lessons at the Betty Brigade or something like that. And I'm sorry, I don't know my own page.
We'll put the link on the website, on the show page.
You can also private message me on Facebook, Sharon McRill. And if you want to know more about oils, I'm happy to share my knowledge. I find it fascinating, and I love sharing with people about how they can improve their own lives.
Oh, awesome. Fantastic. And I'll tell you, she's done amazing things helping me understand non-toxic living. Love you too, sweetie. Thank you so much. Everyone, thank you for being here. Join me next Friday night for another episode, 7 p.m. And if you haven't had a chance yet, run over to lifeinterruptedradio.com and sign up for Transcribe Tribe. We're at 165 plus episodes. And I think we're pretty close to being done with all of them. As many of you know, we didn't start this 4 years ago when we started the show, but so it's taken a while to get caught up. But all of the current ones for sure are up there and ready to go as well. So some of the cool things about getting the transcripts are that if you say, okay, I know Sharon said this, well, you just download the transcript, and you know what? You can find it right there. Whatever she said, she could find it right there, as well as all the other episodes are there. And be sure and join me next Friday for another episode, as I said, and have a great weekend, whatever your adventures. And as always, enjoy.
The information provided on lifeinterruptedradio.com is for educational purposes only. What you hear, read, and see on Life Interrupted Radio is based on experience only. The information presented here should never be used for any legal, diagnostic, or treatment purposes. Always seek sound legal, medical, and or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on Life Interrupted Radio. You've been listening to Life Interrupted Radio.
To learn more, listen to other shows, and gain free resources that can help empower your life, be sure to stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com. This episode is brought to you by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. To get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes, and who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com.
Do you want to be a better leader, have better relationships, become more self-aware, be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach. And my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be. After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the 7 things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free. You've heard my show, you know my passion, and maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the 7 things that's costing you big time over at SharonSaylor.com/radio gift.
Are you a speaker who has an inspiring, insightful message that will help women entrepreneurs grow their businesses? If the answer is yes, we invite you to become a pro member of the eWomen Speakers Network. We have over 500,000 women connected through 118 chapters spread across North America. We're looking for speakers to share their wisdom and breakthrough ideas. Go to eWomenNetwork.com and join our Speakers Network. The benefits for pro speakers are incredible. Go to eWomenNetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.